The Utah Lieutenant Governor's office has dismissed a complaint filed by the Democratic Party about letters sent to unaffiliated voters. KUER's Brian Grimmett reports.
Utah Democratic Party Chairman Peter Caroon says he's disappointed by what he calls a non-response from the Lieutenant Governor's office.
It didn't look like they'd taken much effort to look into the issue and see why we feel we have a legitimate case.
Caroon says the letters county clerks have been sending out to unaffiliated voters asking them which primary ballot they'd receive is unfair, because if a person chooses the Republican ballot, it registers them as a Republican. But Deputy Lieutenant Governor Mark Thomas says the letter is a completely reasonable way to facilitate an election.
They could, of course, send out all three ballots to each voter, but that would be very confusing. It has the potential for voter fraud. And then, of course, there's always a high potential of spoiled ballots with voters getting confused and maybe sending in multiple ballots, and then no ballot will be counted under those circumstances.
Caroon says the next step is to speak with the lieutenant governor about the issue and find a way to make sure the letters being sent out by each county clerk is uniform. While primaries are functions of each political party, the state has historically provided funding and resources to administer them. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.